The Sunshine Coast is the final day of the Racing Queensland Winter Carnival on Saturday, and markets are open for the TAB Sunshine Coast Guineas for the three-year-olds, and Scott Morrissey's got an interesting horse there, Shai Jin. Morning to you, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. I saw your father there on Monday at the carnival, mate. He's getting around training, still a few there, John?
Oh, yeah, he's just sort of been helping me out recently, but no, he's well.
That's good. Yeah, he was around the place. Well, this particular filly goes pretty good. Obviously, this is a step up from where she's been racing, but she looks capable enough.
Yeah, and she's done a fantastic job, and, you know, work was good this morning. And, you know, we're not going into the race just thinking we'll win or anything like that. We just, you know, hope to go there and run a nice race. And if we can run a place, it just helps her for later on as a broodmare.
She's been running on good tracks the last couple, but given the way that you responded this morning to having a chat, you're hoping for a bit more rain, but at the moment it's still a soft seven. She'll like it wet.
Oh, I hope it's down to their knees. Yeah, no, she loves it wet. She won at the Bolton in the Gold Coast one day when they probably shouldn't have been racing. So, you know, wetter the better for us.
Okay. Given that, though, all of her runs of late have all been good. As she always promised, where did you pick her up? Did you breed her or did you buy her?
No, we actually prepared her for the ready-to-run sale here on the Gold Coast. And the people were getting ready for her. We asked if, you know, we liked her and if they'd mind if we bid on her. And they said, no, we want to sell. So, no, you can, yeah, go for it. So, yeah, no, we bought her back and I think we paid $60,000 for her. And she's a bit of a wild child, but she's, you know, she threw a few riders early on, so she's started to settle down pretty good now.
That's good. She is a natural leader, though, watching a number of her races.
Yeah, no, we had to take the blinkers off her because she was going too hard. She relaxes good now, but I just hope we draw inside a bit of the speed that looks to be there in the noms, and you know, she'll look to lead and roll forward, but she's, you know, very fit and very well.
Yeah, she's had some racing along the way, so she'd be pretty rock-hard fit. And you've got the boss, G. Bosco's on.
Yeah, no, it's good to have a rider like that. So, you know, we just thought we'd ask the question, because obviously Dad had a lot of luck with Glenn back in the day. So, yeah, he was available, so let's hope it goes to plan.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, mate, good luck. There's an all-in market at the moment open for the Sunshine Coast Guineas. Baccarat Baby's the favourite at 350, but only 50-50 at this stage whether she'll back up after the Tiara. Juniper, Asherani, and your horse at the moment is $21. So we'll wait and see when the final field comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.